Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My daughter, one of the things she likes to do when she wakes up is get into the iPhone and go right into the music. Mm-hmm. And she has her certain artist, but I'm trying to teach her the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Gosh.
So that was going this morning as we were getting ready for work, the Rocky. I'm like, man, we need to work more of this Rocky IV music in there.
Or does she like it?
Yeah, she does. She'll say it's Rocky. I mean, she's into Ashanti. She's into damn Keith Urban.
Is she really?
My mom, one of my mom's favorite songs, one of these Keith Urban songs. So she shows her that. Yeah. And now Sammy is all about Keith Urban, going through Keith Urban and the videos.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta have a little culture. You can't just be in the now.
And then my wife shows her Ashanti. Yeah. I'm showing her all different stuff, the Rocky IV stuff, you know.
You gotta play for the ants go marching one by one. You gotta play some kids songs, too.
Nice.
The goofy kids songs.
You know, she likes
the ants go marching one by one.
What's the kids song that she gets into now? Is the dog, how much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one. I remember that.
She gets into that a little bit. I get the Rangers goal song going for her. She pulls up all these on there. But yeah, a little Rocky IV. I mean, come on, Deftones. We want some Rocky IV. Although I do want to hear the Mighty Mighty Ballstones to see if you remember one of their popular songs.
What year? You talking 90s? Is that what Hoff said before in the 90s?
So, yeah,
I'm sure. I think it was like 94, 95.
Hoff, is it like Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam genre?
No, totally? It's ska.
Okay.
Ska music. What does that
I'm
mean?
Very curious.
Ska, it's like with the trumpets and the horns and stuff like that. Ska
dude,
music.
Like Diaz coming.
Ska rock. Ska rock. No, not like Diaz, really. But yeah.
Yeah, not quite that type of trumpet. All right, BT and Sal are the Fed. We'll get back to the calls about the Mets. 888-808-1019. Jody is in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, guys. Big fan. I love your show.
Thank you.
First, before I get into my question, I got to just tell you, BT.
Yeah.
Your piece on your podcast about the Jets made me feel really good, and I thought it was so spot on. I loved it. I was listening to it last night on.
Nice. You're talking about the one that just dropped? Yeah, I put it up episode 28 about the change of the Jets culture, Unkillable. Spotify, Apple, obviously, WFAN, YouTube. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So the question I have, or statement I have, is, and BT, you play baseball. Like, Vientos, like, you're dogging it to first base. BT, when you did this, if you did this in college, your butt sat down. You know, your coach was like, goodbye, you're sitting down for the rest of the game. This guy's like, I don't understand why they put up with this guy. This isn't Mike Schmidt or Brooks Robinson. He's still, you know, he's still, okay, he's not a rookie, but he's a
young
semi-rookie.
Yeah, no, he's still earning some stripes here. And Jody, thanks for the call. Here's what I would say about Vientos. No, I mean, I didn't do it, but nobody did that back in the 90s. Come on, man. And if you did, you better be a superstar, which I was not. All right, so here's what's a little confounding about the Vientos thing. I love that Lindor went and spoke to him. That's when he didn't run out the ground ball.
Yeah.
And then the next day, his head's still in space. That worries me.
I don't know if his head was in space.
On that ground ball, that should have been the way he played that.
I think
Torrens was in the wrong spot, too. And Keith said it. You got to go on the outside. He was placed on the inside. You got to give him a better target to throw the ball. Oh. But to me, he did not look locked in at all.
Okay, first of all, to respond to the caller who said, well, they can't tolerate this. They didn't. They held him accountable. What do you want him to do? Seriously, I'm seriously asking that question.
Yeah, you're not going to sit him at that point. You talk to him and you hope he gets the message. That's what you do.
Send him the minors?
But he didn't get the message yet,
apparently. And by the way, it wasn't even, after watching the replay yesterday, it looked bad. But in real time, you and I did not discuss this.
No, we didn't actually. We did not discuss
it. It was not a story yesterday. Yeah. It's a story after the fact. So I did not pick up on it real time, and maybe I wasn't locked in at that exact moment. I don't recall a big deal being made about it. No. And it wasn't like he just, unfortunately, I don't know why he did it, Vientos. He pulled up at the very end.
I know.
All right, was he going full bore, busting out of the box? No. Nobody really does on a routine grounder. However, him slowing up at the end, that's where it was like, what are you doing?
Just finish, a bad look.
Just finish running. You don't have to bust it out of the box.
Yeah.
And okay,
the base.
And then yesterday, so I don't think yesterday, I guess my point was, I don't think it was about lack of effort. I think his head was up his rear end. So you could say head in space.
Effort, recognition, being, you know, just being dialed in. Either way, again, we did not talk about the lack of busting it down the line. I don't know why I just didn't think it was a massive deal. And I'm not looking to excoriate the kid. I mean, he just made a mistake, whatever. You shouldn't make a mistake first week of the season when you're a young player. But, all right, he did. Mendy spoke to him. First base coach spoke to him. Lindor spoke to him. I thought it was handled. And I was watching Vientos talk about this on SNY on the pregame. I was watching this yesterday with Gary and Todd Zeal, and they played this. And I'm like, all right, he gets the message. There's no doubt. Like, message received, because he said, I guarantee this will never happen again. Like, it was such a definitive response.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I'm like, and I love Viento, so I'm like, he got it, message received, we're good. And then his play yesterday, and not just the empty at bats, that's more of a baseball thing. I'm talking about even now, I will give him this, the foul, the ball that was hit, the play at third base, the one we're talking about. Yeah. He's not getting a double play on that. I don't know if it was Keith or Gary, one of them said if he would have hustled, he's turning two. You're not turning two on that. I don't care if Steve Balboni is running, you're not getting two. What bothered me about the play, the location of the throw, whatever, he was very lackadaisical. Like, as he caught the ball and that you slow it down, it's very apparent. He's not plowing through the play. It's just a slow, deliberate, like, maybe not sure where to go, which I guess, like, not sure if it's fair.
He thought it was foul.
Well, you got to know better.
No, but that's the point.
But it's close enough. You got to play it like it's fair.
If you think it's right, foul,
you got to be right.
That's exactly right. You can't half-ass it.
No.
But I don't think it's because of lack of effort. I think right now, Mark Vientos is going through adversity in his own mind at the very least.
Yeah, it's 5-6 games. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is that what he did last year set up new expectations this year.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much you block it out, there are going to be things that infiltrate your thought process of, am I this good? Do I have to prove it again? Can I do this again? How could I take the next step forward? We were talking to somebody about that, probably at MLB Network, one of those guys, I forget who it was, but talked about that exact thing. The expectations now are new. These guys, maybe it was Cliff Floyd. It was Floyd. Forget about what the expectations are and just go do you. Because now he's going to try to live up to what the newfound expectations were, where last year he just came in under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he nips this in the butt fast. I would hate to see, first of all, it would be really, really, really bad news for the Mets if Vientos' last year was a mirage, or there's just a sophomore slump or a big step back, whatever. Like, that would really handcuff their lineup. I hope that's not the case. But even aside from the execution and the difficulty of hitting a baseball, young man's got to strap on and get his head right. Like, you got to bust through the bag. If you think it's fair or you think it's foul, or if you think it, you better be right.
Yeah.
Throw the ball through Pete Alonso's chest. Just complete the play. Again, he's wearing it, and he's thinking, and I'm going to give him definitely room to figure things out, but this can't keep bleeding deep into the month here, because I think it's going to, then it becomes really heavy, and then it might become a self-fulfilling prophecy. He might be so out of whack that you got to bench him, or maybe even more drastic than that. He does not look locked in at all.
He clearly is taking his at-bats with him to the field. That is as clear as day.
Yeah.
And he's going through adversity, and we are going to find out what he's made of real quick.
Yeah.
It's good to go through some struggles, especially early on. Now, once he comes out of it, hopefully he does eventually, sooner than later. But once he does, then everything will be at ease, because then those doubts won't creep in, because they'll say, I dealt with this. I doubted myself a little bit. I was struggling. But then you come out the other side of it, and then you get back to the place of, okay, I'm good to go now. Right now, you're seeing a young player go through some adversity. That this happens.
Yeah, and there's no question. Baseball is really hard. And I'm just trying to, being fair to the young man, but I'm just trying to delineate, like, one thing I would not have expected. All right, when you do what he did in a large chunk of the season, but particularly in October, bigger stage, better pitching, pressure just up the wazoo, and you do what Mark Vientos did, you clearly have something that maybe a lot of your younger peers do not. That's why I would say right. Batting second. That's why I'm a big fan. Yeah. I'm a big believer. So if you told me during the winter, hey, Vientos is going to start slow, maybe kick it around a third a little bit, maybe not hit that well, I wouldn't be stunned, because baseball's hard. I mean, Lindor can't even hit in April. He's a really good player.
Should have been the MVP last year.
What I am surprised about, and a little, I'm not going to say worried, but aware. If you told me in February, not only will he kick it around a little bit and not hit, there's going to be a lack of effort in certain spots, or a lack of awareness and being dialed in, I would want, that's the one thing that's unacceptable. That must change.
But don't you think it all is tied in?
It doesn't tie in for all everybody.
I'm not excusing it.
I hear you.
I'm just saying that with him, it seems to be tied in. He's a good kid. He's confident.
I'm not saying he's not a good kid.
No, I'm just saying he's a hard. There were some doubts about him and his work ethic years ago under Buck Showalter.
Mm.
That is a thing of the past. But now you're starting to see when he's struggling a little bit at the plate and maybe trying to do too much and getting frustrated. Even if it's not, he's not knowingly let it impact his other parts of the game, it is. He's frustrated. It's not that he doesn't want to run hard. He's like, I should have
made another out.
Yeah,
I jumped at another pitch.
I smoked this ball in the gap. I hit it over the fence. I hit a ground to the third. I'm mad at myself. Now, that's not the right way, and he's going to learn from it, especially when Mendoza and Lindor are holding him accountable.
Mm-hmm.
The ground ball to third, I don't know what that is. I just think he's too much in his mind as opposed to just going out there and playing and reacting. He's letting his at-bats get to him in the field, and that is a problem that it just cannot happen. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get into the Giants quarterback situation as well as your calls on the Mets and Pete Alonso when we come back.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.